You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are joined by Mr. Jess Tiffany, the CEO of the Marketing and Networking University and sister marketing agency, MNU Digital, frequent magazine contributor, social media connoisseur, and international best-selling author of his LinkedIn book, Growth Hacking, Strategically Grow Your Business Network from Zero to 10,000 in 365 days. Like the sounds of that. And Mr. Tiffany, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity.
And you're most welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you today. So first of all, have you always been into sales and marketing? Let's start there.
Yes. That's kind of always been a passion of mine ever since I was a little kid. I conned the church lady pastor's wife to let me sell her Avon for her, and I'd walk around, smile cute and sell products then. And then further on in any kind of fundraiser you could say during school, and then I sold cars later, and then cell phones and pagers and you name it. Over the years, I sold services and everything you can imagine. I just always have had a skill and passion for being a salesperson, and typically have always been a top salesman for any company I've worked for or on my own. So
you got to love it. And once sales is in your blood, it's nearly impossible to remove it, isn't it? So what made you decide to combine your sales and marketing with education online?
Yeah, well, as I've always, again, had a passion for selling, marketing, anything with that, and got into online business. But quite a few years now, I guess, ago, I used to worked for 3M Corporation, contracted with them as the basically the technical trainer, I think was the official title. But what I really did is I ran around all of 3M campus putting on educational platforms. So we'd go teach polymeric nanofibers in one room, and then a few minutes later we'd go, after that one was done, we'd go teach business acumen in the other, and then accounting in another. And, you know, 3M is a big company, and so they had a lot of training going on constantly, and my job was basically go in there, run the meeting, introduce speakers, kind of facilitate the whole thing, and then distribute that to their different branches across the globe. And anyway, I kind of had a passion for just the education and facilitating education, and kind of had a new enjoyment for that as well. And and later on, when my company was going, we started an online education platform, and so that you can go and get educated online. It's basically doing the exact same thing I did at 3M, but just online and in the marketing and business space.
And speaking of online learning, how does the online learning marketplace work? Get into some of those details, if you would.
Yes. So it's basically a two-sided marketplace, but basically we have teachers. We bring in experts to teach courses, and by teaching on our platform, the Marketing and Networking University, the teachers have an opportunity to create an income stream, and we basically do a revenue share model. So they, depending on the negotiation, but usually if they get 90% or 60%, kind of depending on a few different factors and exclusivity and things like that. And then students can, of course, come there. People that want to learn about business, learn about marketing, they can go there and take online courses and have the opportunity to learn. We also do make some different tools available. We have some email autoresponders and a few other tools that people can have to kind of do some of the things that they learn on there. We do make some additional resources available as well to take it one step beyond just the education piece. And that's kind of how the digital agency came through, is we started doing some tools and stuff for people. And then we found out a lot of people still just either didn't have time or couldn't do it. So we spun off the digital agency. So now we do all done for you services as well. So if somebody can't figure out something, we can take over their social media or do their SEO or their paid per click or whatever they need done. So we've kind of assembled a dream team to handle those issues if they come up for people.
Certainly is an awesome experience and quite a resource as well. Today we're joined by Mr. Jess Tiffany, the CEO of the Marketing and Networking University and sister marketing agency, MNU Digital, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, you say you can find $25,000 to $50,000 of hidden revenue streams in companies in less than an hour. Is there one or two strategies that you wouldn't mind sharing with us today?
Sure. Yeah, so one of our things that I do is I'll go into a company and analyze kind of what they're doing, ask a series of different questions, and kind of figure out kind of some areas that they've missed. And kind of a couple common ones is a lot of times people don't use simple tools like bundling products together, for instance. A lot of times if you, if you can get two, three things together and make a greater value for the customer, they tend to buy more, and it's just a great way to do it. Like say a restaurant offers a free bottle of wine versus offering $10 off a ticket. It ends up being the bottle of wine, if they buy in bulk, they might get the bottle for $6 to $8. So they actually are giving away less, but the perception is because they sell that same bottle for $20 on their menu, the perception is you're getting a $20 value instead of a $10 value, and that increases the likelihood that a customer will want to buy that versus going to your competitor and just getting a coupon. So it's just a good way to minimize your expense and maximize your profit. That's one good idea. And then the kind of the common one that you see at McDonald's a lot actually is upsells, cross sells, and all, and that sort of thing. A lot of companies neglect that, but when you're talking to somebody, they're right there. Just say, "Hey, would you like a large fry with that instead of a medium?" Or would you like a apple pie? That would be like a cross sale, offering a different product line to introduce that to them. But most companies have opportunities to do stuff like that, and they simply just miss them because they aren't thinking a little bit bigger.
That is tremendous information right there. Thanks for that. Now, how did you build up a social media following of well over 100,000 and reach into the millions? Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, building social media is it is a lot of work. Can be anyway. I know there's always those exceptions. You know, they get a viral video going or something like that and do some stuff. But typically, it's all about building relationships and reaching out to people, contacting people. And introducing yourself, saying, "Hey, let's talk." You can connect, with a casual person, through Facebook or some different things like that. What we did differently from the book is we strategically connected with people. So, and specifically LinkedIn is where I kind of is my focus. But basically, you like people's posts, you comment on their posts, you basically become visible to that person that you're targeting. So you don't want to just, just randomly throw out, connection invites or whatever. You can do that. That's fine. But what you really want is someone that you can connect to, that you have some way to relate to that person. And if you can introduce yourself that way, like, "Hey, we both went to this XYZ college," or, "Hey, we both like hunting," or whatever it is. Basically, you find that those points of commonality and use that in your invite to personalize things. And then once you have connected with them, then you start a conversation with them and say, "Hey, man, it was great to meet you. Hope we can stay in touch. Hope we can be helpful to each other." And then you kind of like and share their stuff again. And then, you have a kind of a hidden friendship, sort of online. And then you can basically say, "Hey, it was great meeting you. I've enjoyed your posts, your information. Let's catch a cup of coffee, or let's have a 15-minute phone call." And you just kind of leave it like that. And now you can't do that with everybody, but that's not the goal, to get to every single person. But what you're doing is you're building up a passive network, a passive funnel. So people are constantly seeing your stuff over and over. So instead of spending money on Google Ads and AdWords and Facebook ads and stuff like that, and you can still do that, and I'm okay with that and good with that. But what if they could just see your stuff? What if you could have your dream clients constantly seeing your stuff, or your, you know, or your ideal clients, or your dream clients, or your people you want to mentor and people that you want to be mentored by, and get those people in your funnel so when the time comes you can make those reach outs, and those people are already familiar with your name or your brand. So I hope I answered the question there.
Well, you most certainly did, and certainly kept the audience attentive, no doubt about that, with this information today. It's been great to have had you. If listeners wanted to tap into the Marketing and Networking University, or MNU Digital, obviously, if they wanted to get further details and to pick up the book, Growth Hacking, your LinkedIn book, where can they get further details online?
Absolutely. So the book is at Amazon. Currently we'll be rolling that out to other places later, but and the websites are what they are called, the Marketing and Networking University.com, so it's a real long one, but it is what it says. And then MNUDigital.com is the digital agency. And usually the easiest way to get a hold of me is just going to the MNU Digital. They have a little contact sheet. You can fill out what questions you have or whatnot, or obviously look me up and follow me on LinkedIn, Twitter, those sort of places, and we can connect and talk there. So.
And that certainly does work, and we'll include all links within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. Tiffany, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Jess Tiffany, the CEO of the Marketing and Networking University and sister marketing agency MNU Digital, an international best-selling author of his LinkedIn book, Growth Hacking Strategically, Grow Your Business Network from Zero to 10,000 in 365 Days. And the websites of reference for Marketing and Networking University, it's marketingandnetworkuniversity.com. And for MNU Digital, it's simply mnudigital.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.